I wanted to bring dinner.
I have a clock covered icky.
7 minutes?
Yeah.
And how much
today?
I had a couple minutes.
I have to find the oil and everything else.
Keep looking at you.
I'm excited.
The Shavura brings down the chiluk between Purim and Chanukah, right? I think he brings it down and by the Hilchus Purim. Yeah, so Purim they wanted to kill us. Chanukah they just wanted to kill our religion. Right? So therefore by Chanukah we gotta reboost our religion. How do you do that? So you think by learning.
I know where you're going.
Right? I told you last year, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you bought me to say for?
What's that for?
I'll tell you, it's bad. I said it's a covenant. So I'm going to say over why he bought me to say for now.
That's what
so you would think that you have to learn more. L'chari the island learns less on Chanukah.
I don't know if that's possible for me.
It's possible because we're not learning right now.
Every yeshiva is off. Every yeshiva is off. Even though Lamaitz of the Shlof says the reason why yeshivas give off is that the island should have time to chazer with it until Chanukah. Right. But anyway, it's good to have
you. Thank you. And you only thank you because it's all that. I appreciate it. I was being very serious. I'm doing tshuva.
Anyways, right?
All right, man.
So yes, thank you. So you would think that it's just learning out of this, but what's the name of the sefer?
The Divrei Torah.
The Divrei Torah. You know what that is? Amon Kacharella. Amon Kacharella. His rabbi. Yeah. His rabbi says that there are times you can't just, it's not just about Torah, it's about food too. Yeah, really, that's what he says. That sometimes eating together can actually cause more of an effect. Not a more effect, but yeah. That's what he says. That's why. Why are they always? He says it by Pishalakim. What's so sure about Pishalakim? It's a big deal. So you can eat by some guy's house, and immediately you're going to marry his daughter. Elamai. Food has something, some way of connecting people. So then, what does it do with Hanukkah? This is my own little shtick.
Is that why Jews always eat?
My own. So the only way we're going to get the Torah back is we've got to do it together. Together, we need to eat together, because by learning it's not going to work. I think so. I mean, maybe I'm stuck a lot of cards, but anyway, people sit around and that, man, we'll get the gula that way from the Torah, not from I mean, we got all this competition out there, whose kid is doing better. Me'echad Eis Rosh don't want my kid to do any better than he wants your kid.
I'm not sure I see the connection.
To Rabban Shalom it's all the same.
What I'm saying
is that how are we going to have the geula, right? Which Chanukah is a form. There is a lack of achdus. Right? To get the Torah back to where it was, I think we're going to need a little more achdus. As the melech, we get together to eat, not to learn. So we can go home now. Yeah, we'll go home. No. Okay, let's go. Yeah. Okay, so we left off.
Continuation of the story when that shiva came by is good.
Oh, that's when Nicky went out and bought me. I was looking for the sefer because I heard about this, and he bought me the sefer. It's called the Divrei Torah. So the shiva came by and said, "You know what the Sama Rebbe was?"
Yeah,
Sama Rebbe said about this sefer that if it wouldn't be called Divrei Torah, he wouldn't know that there was anything in it. Divrei Torah. Wow.
But I went over and asked him. I went and asked him later. I asked him what he meant. I asked him if he was serious. Like, what? I don't know if he's joking or not. I told you. So he said to me, he said, no. He started laughing. And he said, no, the Diriel and Mechasod are very good friends. And the Diriel was a very big Kanai. So he felt that this was like beneath the Mechasod Azar. The Mechasod Azar was so much higher than this. This is like cutesy stuff.
Right.
And that for the Mechasod Azar to write this, he was allowed to...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a nice way of putting it.
Okay, where are we up to?
What a weasel out of this.
Let's do Star Machinai to Toys of Us again.
I think you're insulted.
No, I wasn't. I didn't know.
So, crowns and false teeth.
What page?
Page Kuvzai.
Oh, wait, okay.
You ate that one already?
No, I don't. I've had a donut that didn't sound great.
I'm not done. This is my first one. I'm just getting started. The Easter, she is like Sarim. Right? She has crowns, I guess, or bridges, she not. If they're not on there forever, they're not chaytzes. But if she has a crown, not a crown, a bridge. Yeah? Bridges two teeth together, so then she would need to, just to make sure it's very clean, around the bridge.
Before
she goes to
her
little
feet.
Huh?
No, you're talking about teeth.
Like crowns. I don't know what we're talking about teeth.
But
you weren't here last week. Yeah, it's a
continuation. You had to take the crown off.
I don't know how you treat your wife, but
I don't like that.
Yeah. No word.
What is the last part of that sentence?
That teeth on a bridge. And what do you think a bridge was?
I was like, is there something I'm missing?
It's accustomed to gathering the leftover food. You know, in the cracks where the crown meets the
bridge is filling a gap where there's a tooth missing. So the missing tooth isn't embedded in the
If
a woman with dentures were to go to the mikvah and remove all the dentures, would she have to be titled? Is it possible that she would have to be titled again?
Let's wait. The next.
Can I ask you a question? Take a step back and inventory for a second. Why do we have to worry about teeth? You're not opening your mouth at
all. So you should have been here last week. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
I should have been here last week and the week before that and the week before that.
We discussed Beis HaStarim.
Beis
HaStarim. Hidden places.
Okay.
Hidden places that don't water normally does not touch when you bathe have a separate din than the places that water does normally touch.
I can only think
whereas that the water does not have to touch. The water does not have to actually touch the Beis HaStarim, but it has to have the ability to touch it. So even though she does not open her mouth in the mikvah, that's why she can't close her lips very tight. Which we'll get to. Alright? Because it has to be right here. So therefore, that's why you need all these. You have to make sure there's no junk stuff in the teeth.
It's pretty gross though.
Yeah.
The idea is pretty gross. Just in case, maybe you're at Playboy, you just take a nice big for one.
It's not going to help you if you have a chatzitza in there.
Well, maybe not going to chatzitza out.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing with us.
The right to lie near to the Kesa Karai, Mutzarach Tikkun. Let's say the right did not put the crown in their Karai.
That's what he's being serious.
Aishayosh, the Kesa Tmani, or if she has a temporary crown, and toss the Shayla Tlachon, then you need to ask the Shayla Tlachon. I looked into this a little bit. You have shitas all across the board. Some say temporary filling. If it's in there for 7 days, then that's considered already permanent. Some say 30 days. Some say even less. Then there's a different machlokes. What is the, when do those 7 days? Does it have to be 7 days from when she went to the mikvah, or does it just have to be the klal 7 days? Meaning, let's say it's coming off tomorrow, but she already had it on for 6 days. So is that called in there for 7 days? I think the minimum that the belt normally would go up is 7 days, and it's got to be 7 days from when she's. It's got to be another 7 days from when she goes to the mikvah. Alright, but you got to ask. You got to ask an old case.
Shouldn't it go by how long your foot has?
Yeah.
Not by how long your
party got to show up.
Not by how long.
He's moving you back to Mondays. Appreciate that.
Have a
seat.
You like to say
hi?
Oh, okay. So we're doing it Monday today?
So you can't stop with the
start. It's on Tuesday. You have to put a donut. It's on Monday. What did you say?
Thank you for letting us all know your schedule.
What's that? You never came on Tuesday.
I did too.
When did you call on Tuesday?
When you changed it that 2 weeks that you had on Tuesdays,
you have been thinking you have been Tuesday the whole year.
For the past 6 months,
you have it because I
take away.
Is that your foot in your mouth? Is that your foot in your mouth?
I'm not sure.
What do you do? I'm telling you, get the text message every
Tuesday. I guess that's every Tuesday, right? And
have you ever,
that's what I told him last time, that he always just
takes his own out of
the
car.
Tuesday, I'll go to
you deserve it now.
I guess we treat that.
Yeah, so what's your average pound difference than a
question?
Cat?
I said it should be by how long it could last.
No, because it depends when she's going to take it out.
Yeah, we had the same thing, that it's going to come off at a certain time, and then that's called the fatigue.
That's what you're going to give it in a cat.
Yes, Lakhara, how long have we said, also, ask the Shayla's talking, if you have to have a cast on for a long time.
Yeah, I did, right?
Same thing.
So
bandages, stitches, all that type of stuff.
According to that, anything permanent, including a permanent filling, if you're having it replaced, let's say you have a metal one, and you want to change it to the porcelain, and it's been in for but you're getting it removed tomorrow, or it's an
accident. Possibly, yeah. That would be possible.
According to those sheetas.
Yeah, now there's another sheet that says that if the permanent is really going to be a temporary is really going to be a permanent, they're just going to switch it at some point, so maybe that's already considered permanent.
But if it was there for 10 years, it's permanent, you're just getting it switched out.
Yeah, but
my teeth are permanent, but if I get punched in the face, well, my teeth are permanent.
Yeah, okay. So is your hair and so your nails.
I think with the tip, what? Permanent until somebody can go for hip replacement.
Well,
we can't. It's like, what?
Yep.
Why is stitches the same thing as the cast?
Why not?
This is not pets.
Why is this?
First time I've seen a long time.
We're talking about it's permanent in the mouth. This is all in the mouth. It's in the mouth. It's in the mouth. Huh? Any place where water doesn't normally hit, that's in.
What do you say about stitches? Should be the same thing?
If anything, I would say stitches are worse.
Because some of them are internal.
Right.
The one that you don't have a good cow, is that a problem? Or
yeah.
And they melt.
So melt, we said already. Melted stitches, we said, is not a problem. Even though those are, that's also a problem. But we go from melt. Goes with that. It's melted stitches are not a problem. Alright, so memzai. It's a shein to sevas. So a fourth tooth. Hakavu la'aylam. Vi yashal asira. Eina chetetit. Not chetetit. In him watsia es hashein leprakim. And if she takes it out sometimes, then chetetit, then it's going to be chetetit. And the chayr that would be even with the other, she would have to go back. I'm assuming she would have to go back. If she normally takes out the false teeth. Right?
Even if he goes with.
I don't know about that. Change him is not ned, miss not nedes. Ain't a facetis. Loose tooth is not chetzetz, which is interesting. Why? So what? But it's gonna fall out.
Until it falls out.
We had before, right?
Like
we had before.
Like a fire on shop. Now
we had nail hanging. We also had a loose limb. We didn't discuss the loose.
I don't remember the nail.
What? That's in Shulchan Aruch.
A loose limb.
Don't even stop.
Yeah.
You said they had the same reaction then as you did now.
I wasn't there for those limbs. How would you know that one?
I wasn't there.
If somebody has a limb and have a hanging, is that chutzit?
What does that mean? It has gangrene? It's
gonna fall off? Yeah, it's got all sorts of junk.
Before we go to the hospital, get it reattached when I come to the big
I thought he brought it. He didn't bring it. It's a machab. It's chutzit.
What is the example? Really, what's the example?
Huh? Why is it hanging? No, back then.
What's the example?
Exactly. You guys aren't hanging off.
About a finger.
No, but how is this a practical example?
What do you mean a finger is most of the
has to be practical.
So he's not going to mikvah, the last thing on his mind is going to mikvah.
Or she.
If someone's finger is hanging out.
Well, they're giving her the last appointment of the night, I would assume.
Oh yeah, well, just, maybe she'll make it back before, the Schwarzenegger nurse stitched up in time.
I don't even understand how it's like even a practical shot.
What is
it? Let's say a dry piece of skin like that.
Like
a big fat piece of skin.
Like that?
Like a big
skin. Like that.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's not a limb, but
you know. It's an older hair. It's a dry piece of skin. Really big.
What? Anyway, so a loose tooth is not chaytis.
She wants you to hold her hand at the top.
Because you're smarter about it. That's what I would assume.
That's what it comes down to.
What?
That's a different thing.
Because it's supposed to face a star. So it's more automatic on a more makeup than the rest of the body. And why is it a limb? Because I guess a limb also is coming off. You know you're cutting off that limb at some point. Or some loose tooth. It could be able to sit in there for a while. I don't know. I have to look at David's mushroom.
That would be a problem with the car. It's both has piercing thorns for a tooth.
Well, there's a trial called color. I mean, it cuts it stuff. Right? Anything that's going to be cut off is cut off. How are you going to say? So you're here.
No, but you can say the same thing for like a crown or like a crown that's going to be switched out the next day or whatever.
Well, that's all that. Well, this is, I mean, kolamin because it means something that's naturally on the body. Mm. Right? And harami, that's why some hold that fingernails, even if the fingernails for eczema shouldn't be chaitis if you're not going to cut them. Well, let's say an isha has a fingernail from here to the wall. Why should that be chaitis? It's part of her body, she's not going to cut it.
I thought it's stuck like stuck
well, the problem is that there it's different because the belt cuts their fingernails. It's why really cuts it?
The belt cuts the fingernails. What if women these days, like they keep
a... But they cut their fingernails. Like every woman cuts her fingernails.
Maybe trims them up or
whatever it is.
File thing with.
Right. So that's why really cuts it. I guess you have to don't want to say that.
The button?
What?
Mm-hmm. The button on Shabbos walking out with our mayor or hanging by his foot or something?
Yeah, so
same idea?
Yeah, it's carrying?
Yeah.
That could be because it's extra, it's not necessary. I don't know. So, im yeshla barzalim, braces, ala shinaim. Im eimi yuodim, rakide liyafis oisa. If it's there just to make her look better. Asura little imam? It's also to tie with them. Human shame of the doctor. Since they're tight on the teeth and there's no water getting under the braces.
Are you serious?
That's problematic.
What? That's problematic.
That's so problematic because most married women don't have braces.
Right.
Braces are when you're younger. Most
my mom had braces. I took pictures right away and the girl had braces.
Okay.
My mom has braces. And she still has them.
But why would be
she has them
on? Who cares what reason why it's on?
Because they're coming off. They're coming off.
There are shitas that disagree with that.
Of course.
Okay.
Right. And if they're there to strengthen the teeth that they shouldn't fall out, then already got to ask the Sheila Sochem. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. That's not what they're used for. They're for.
Basically, braces is not as posh as false teeth, that's crowns, and all that. For the simple reason is that it's going to come off.
I feel like he's got the wrong understanding of braces.
And she doesn't want them there either.
Does he have the
wrong one? She does want
him.
She wants the
result.
It gets back to the same child with the bandage and the cast and all that stuff. You want it there, but you really don't want it there.
There was a way to have it done without it being there. If there was a way she'd go to the doctor and tomorrow her teeth would be straight, she'd rather do it than wear braces.
100%. I'm sorry, the reason why they don't want it is because it looks weird. The kavana he's giving, you know, to if it makes make it okay to keep the teeth from falling out, that's like a very like strange kavana because do them get braces to keep teeth in.
I did. There you go.
So someone would come to the Maestro's and want to get braces, a married woman, and he would say no?
Can I get braces?
Is this like an across the board
sign? I don't know.
I'm telling you, I had braces.
I don't know what that is. I'm still researching it.
What's the real purpose for braces?
No, see, that's not any work.
Come on,
loose.
That's different than loose. Even though it's going to come out.
You can use braces, which are meant to straighten the teeth, to do what you did to keep your teeth from falling out. But they're meant to straighten the teeth.
That's aga. I mean, sometimes people might need it to put it. I don't know.
Maybe yoni and then crackheads, but no, a lot of people do. To have problems with your mouth.
And in all situations, it's kedai to be in the yayitz with the chokum.
Maybe you have a sheet for that too?
Before being kedai, these things. Before a woman who's married is going to get braces, so ask a shayla. So single girl should ask a chacham before they put them on.
So what shidduch is a question? If she has braces, will she remove them before the wedding? Should be that new one before or after the white tablecloth on Shabbos?
Okay, Kenan. And Yeshua Kenan beside her says, so she's got mitts. Well, Kenan, I don't think it's mitts. Mitts is life. So her and mitts would be the same thing.
Oh, what a mitts.
Says it an egg.
It's
a sorrow class. She don't quite do see that.
Baby life.
Larva? Is that an English word?
Yeah.
If she removed it as much as her capabilities allow her to, so if there's a few bugs hanging out in there, it's not a problem. So we got one lady going to the mikvah without a limb, another one with lice.
It's like somewhere in Uman, you know.
How about dandruff?
Now, what's the problem? Why is it always great with this problem? Dandruff is too good to get that. She doesn't want to give it.
Yeah.
Right. But what? Why, if she can get them all out, is it not a problem?
Same way that you.
Because it's a mere chenarach. Look at the footnote in the cab.
They're not marked on mice, but they'll be marked on loose limbs.
No, it's just going to be cutting. It's coming off anyway.
Sure.
It's coming out anyway, also.
Sure.
No, not if the ones that you can't get. Did she try getting
them? They're coming out eventually.
Well, yeah, okay, but not the way they are right now.
3 days or so. 2-3 days.
No, but the point is, right now, it wouldn't bother her if she tried to get them out and she did all she could.
Look. Look at that. Tom Shane of Chaitzim, La'acha Shesiru Kafi Yacholta, Mashim Davi Kamiya, Shane of Makrid. To me, it's in the market. Can't cost of Chacham Zodim Baruch Hashulchan. Find me a grosher beer. The Ravisa who vein a makfez. That's considered part of her body, and it's not makfez. But you know, Ravisa. That's a very important cloth. I think we had it before. Ravisa means that it's considered part of her body. Right? That's why a woman who's being magair and she's pregnant, goes with the fetus. That's the case where this comes from. That the fetus needs feel.
For guys in the yeshiva, is that an issue? Is that an issue with like tattoos and stuff? If they're megayer, and before they're megayer, they've had a tattoo or whatever, and then they're.
Well, I don't know if it's on the tattoos. Tattoos go under the skin.
Yeah. What about the ones that like are branding? I know a couple guys that like brands.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a scar.
So the baby does not need...
Doesn't matter what age of the
baby. No, because that baby is considered part of the Isha. Just like the Isha was Tavela, so the baby was also. So that's what Haino Ravisa is. So here too, we're saying that these bugs, are considered part of the woman's body. It's not considered a foreign object. But Oisin Kinim Kitanim Mesim Madvukim Buseya, but the dead ones, Tsrichala Sirim Davi Chatzitza. That's if it's a true. If they're alive, they're okay. If they're dead, they're not okay.
She doesn't really care.
What?
What's the difference?
You
can't get to
them. I don't know. I would think
the live one she wants out, but the dead one she cares.
Right.
Like, I'm out of
action. I don't know. That's what.
How would you know?
So we have to
check
out. You have to now shower with filtered water?
Yeah.
Good time.
No, because they're mushed up in the water.
They're dead.
By the time they get to us, they're mushed up.
No, they're whole ones.
Very rare.
I mean, you're not a, well, you, yeah, anything
you're
to
not
do
a
with
water guy
water,
anyway.
Yeah.
You're not the water club. Okay, the next subject is a little dangerous to do.
You mean for me or just for everybody?
Everybody. Do you have to every subject is dangerous?
You should get the new microphone filter.
This guy can come and get the like, relax and...
Yeah. Good, that's what we're here for. Right? So, the problem is that if the husband starts getting involved in the woman's chafifa, and achronas v'tfila. So, you know, the husband, so the women know these halachas better than the men. And the husband starts getting in his 2 cents. Well, did you do this? Did you do that? And then the wife says, well, you've been for the last 5 years. Right? So it could cause some problems. So, we'll do it, but...
the game is off.
No, just keep it to yourself. Whatever you want, it does what it she asks your opinion, then you can offer it. But unsolicited advice, please don't, I think. But, hey, listen, try it on your own, in your own
room.
Dine coffee.
Take a look.
Discretion was given, now we can
get. So, kaida matfila. Yeah? Right, so this we discussed before, that a woman has to wash her body with hot water, and to scrub her hair. Right. Yeah, good. He doesn't drink. What happens if you don't do it?
I'm sure he brings it. Maybe not now.
You asked us that question. We all got it wrong.
Right. It is ma'akim. Yeah, but it is ma'akim. Fine. So, base. Noigas anoshim basar kesar harosh b'misra kodem l'tfil. The minig is to comb the hair. Shar b'kodem l'shokin l'seir. Anywhere there's hair on the body, so they scrub the hair with their hands, right, to make sure there's no chatzitz on it. But they can't do this when the hair is dry. When they're washing the hair, then they got to comb out the hair. Right?
Just use a comb.
They could use it. They should use a comb for the hair on the head. Any other hair you could use, you could use a hair. Yeah. Tzarech lafif is a ser b'mayim chayim dafka. It has to be hot water. But lo b'mayim karim, and not with cold water. Mishum shemayim karim garmav shasayras yistap huzeh b'zeh. Cold water causes the hair to entangle. Okay. That's one. Now, what happens if you did do it with cold water?
This stuff is a clean water.
Is that like a scientific fact?
What?
Cold water.
This is the same.
You doubting it?
No. I'm doubting that cold water makes hair tangle more than hot water.
I have no idea. I wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, when he's cold. But I'm saying, is somebody with long hair, is their hair tangled in the swimming pool?
Try it.
I'll find out scientifically.
Google it, yeah. Bob in the photo. Yeah. But the Evan in Chopas the Lion Karm, let's say the Evan, she did do the Chaviv with cold water. She looks at her hair in the footnote above, and she doesn't see it tied together and it's not tangled, gum like nicked up, and it's also not cut. Svara with the Yavid Havishari. The Svara should be that it should be okay with the Yavid, as long as she checks to make sure that it's not, nothing's tangled up. Fine, so back on the back in Gimel. The thing is, she's also allowed to wash it in warm water. It doesn't have to be hot water, but dafka. Right? The tirchas is sarisev with shampoo. You gotta use shampoo. Achloy tisham shem sugein verachas seira.
Stickerine.
She shouldn't use conditioner. Rishon she yesh mem shamnunus shenitvekas l'saris. I guess that's how conditioner works, right? Put some sort of residue on the hair.
It's not how it works per se, but you use it
at least a minute. Shouldn't use conditioner. Hit a kosher.
Before you get to the tefillah, you have to wash the conditioner in your hair, no?
Yeah. You could use the conditioner
if you can get it all out.
And then wash it again.
Just becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah, sometimes you have people that they need conditioner. Right? If their hair gets very tangled or something like that. Conditioner, I don't know how conditioner works.
If you were getting the conditioner out, it should be tangled.
Okay, I don't know the science of the tangled hair. I don't know. Who?
I think it has to do with electrons, actually.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah. I know you have to be serious right now. If he is, I want to beat him with his Dr. Pepper.
So it's a minute kasha to wash in a bath and to stay in there for a while. Yeah, this is an important halacha. And if she can't stay in a bath for health reasons, let's say she's in Mubaris, and for some reason she has to go to the bath. Right? So they say women are not supposed to bathe. Then it's okay to sit in the shower. Right? Now, where does it come from, this bath? It doesn't say it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that a woman should sit in a bath. And that's like the big that's the big thing that all the women think they have to do. And it's really not. It's really not.
What? Sitting in a bath?
Yeah.
Don't they make them do it over here? Sit in
the
bath for like a half hour?
They do, yeah, that's the minute. Look at Tess. Shut maram bris vayin sham. She causes the nashim to come for no good leishib and batyos. The our women are noyeg to sit in the batyo. The lishra shama is man rav. And also there's no definition of exactly what man rav is. Vayin bishut maram shik. Vayin bishon mitzirah ba'alokha she causes. Haminig sheish and batyos b'chol batyos tefil. The minig is that there are baths and all the big boys. But I don't find anywhere in any Pesach that says that you daf need a bath. If she sits under the shower, I don't think Yeshevet means actually sitting. But she takes a shower, and she scrubs herself. And the whole time there's hot water going over her. But even though you shouldn't change the minig and the women should still take a bath, let's say there's no bath. You gotta sit under there for the same amount. I guess you gotta sit under the shower for a half hour.
Where did it come up with this? You have to sit in a bath for
so where did the minig come from? I imagine the women realize that that's the easiest way of making sure there's nothing on them is by sitting in the bath. Right? So this is Negeya sometimes. Well, first you have an apartment without a bathtub. No?
Okay.
What else somebody wants to ask me? Why couldn't she take a bath? I don't know, if it's a reason. If she can't take a bath, then she could take a shower. Shiloh, let's say she's more comfortable. So I don't know. Let's say she's more comfortable taking a shower at home. Is she mechuyev to go to the mikvah, sit in the bath there?
Oh,
maybe
she doesn't have a bath at home?
Let's say she doesn't have a bath, or she has a bath, for some reason the bathtub is broken. Right, so she could stay at home where she wants to do
it. Or she just stays sitting in the bath.
Right? She should still sit in the bath. Right, but she'd rather do the preparations at home under a shower, or she must have to go to sit in the mikvah for an hour before she goes to the mikvah. Right?
I haven't fit in a bathtub in years. No, I'm serious. What's the fee if you...
Okay.
Yeah.